Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Thank you, Jay. Last week, we studied the Word of God, and we determined that there are three heavens. The first heaven, that you see in the daytime, the sun and the clouds. The second heaven, which we'll be able to see at night, the stars and the galaxies. And the third heaven, where God is. Our study is about heaven today, heaven tomorrow, and heaven forever. As we learned last time, we have a window that allows us to look into heaven today, into the third heaven. That window is Revelation chapters 4 and 5. Should you and I die before the rapture, we go directly to the third heaven, according to the Apostle Paul, as written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8. If we should live till the time of the rapture, again, we go to the third heaven to stand before Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ to have our works done after salvation to be judged by Jesus. It's in the third heaven after the judgment seat of Christ that we take the crowns received from Jesus at the judgment seat to lay at His feet. This is something beautiful. Please go in your Bible right now to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7 for the account of how this all plays out.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
The Apostle Paul in Swan Song, 2 Timothy chapter 4, he makes the statement, I ran a race, I fought the fight, I kept the faith. In verse 8, and laid up for me as a crown of righteousness. But not for me only, for all who love the appearing of Jesus Christ, eagerly loving and wanting the rapture to take place. That's a crown of righteousness. Now look at verse 10. In the heavenlies, what do? With these crowns we received at the judgment seat of Christ. And the 24 elders representing the church fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. And so now we're seeing what's going on in the heavenlies at the time that we're looking at today, or when we may go to the heavenlies. To be absent from the body, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, is to be present with the Lord. Today, if we should die before the rapture takes place, we immediately go into the presence of the Lord. Angels, Luke 16, angels gather us up and take us into the heavenlies. And there, this is what we're going to be seeing when we arrive there. In the fifth chapter, the Lord God Himself is going to give His Son Jesus the title deed to the earth. That's this book that is a scrolled book. It's probably a single roll of parchment. And this single roll of parchment would have a wax seal, seven of the wax seals holding the flap from opening up. The first seal is going to be broken by Jesus Christ, chapter 6, verse 1. And as He breaks that seal, the scroll starts to unfurl, and out comes a man on a white horse. The second seal, a red horse, black horse, pale horse, and all the sealed judgments come out. Out of that seventh seal judgment, chapter 8, verse 1 of Revelation, comes the seven trumpet judgments. And then that's chapters 8, 9, and 11. Out of that seventh trumpet judgment, chapter 11 of Revelation, comes the seven vial judgments. And so this is the title deed to the earth. God the Father, who's going to give Jesus His kingdom, gives Him the title deed to the earth to bring the earth under subjection and to bring earth dwellers under subjection, so then He can receive that kingdom that He has promised to give. This, in chapters 4 and 5 of Revelation, gives us the best description of the heavenlies that we have today. Now, Jesus Christ is going to come back. Look at chapter 20 of the book of Revelation. Chapter 20. Jesus Christ is going to come back, and we'll not study that again. We've studied that in previous lessons. But Jesus Christ is going to come back, chapter 19, verse 11 and following. Then what happens? Chapter 20, verse 1, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, have a key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on that old dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Because Jesus Christ is coming back to the earth and he's bringing heaven with him. Do you not remember what Jesus taught his disciples in the way to pray? Matthew 6, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Listen, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what he taught them. Matthew chapter 6 is that commentary on how the kingdom is going to be. And he's teaching his people at that time, disciples, and all gathered there to hear him as he gives that Sermon on the Mount. This is what's going to happen. The heavens are going to move to the earth. Because remember, the definition, according to Webster's Dictionary, of heaven is the home of God. And Jesus Christ is coming back to the earth. He's establishing his kingdom. And that prayer, we call it the Lord's Prayer. It's really the disciples' prayer. The Lord's Prayer is John 17. The disciples' prayer that heaven will be on earth. That's what's going to happen. He's coming back after the terrible time of tribulation. He returns to the earth. He builds his temple in Jerusalem. The Battle of Armageddon takes place. 100 million soldiers at least die. And all of that then sets up for him to establish heaven on earth. By the way, do you think that we are going to enjoy 1,000-year millennial kingdom, heaven on earth, with half the earth's population laying dead in the street? When the oceans having turned to blood, all of them, every living fish or soul in the seas has died? Do you think that we're going to enjoy all of this misery on all the destruction that has happened in the 7-year period of time? I don't think so. But Jesus has a plan. Go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 19. Matthew 19. A very interesting little thought tucked in here in a message that he is giving to his apostles about the future and the kingdom. Look what he says. Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, listen, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory. Where does he sit in the throne of his glory? In Jerusalem, in the kingdom. Now notice what he says again. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration. Now what is that talking about? That word in Greek is paleogenesia. Paleogenesia. You know what that defined is? Genesis, genesia, paleon again. Paleogenesia. When Jesus comes back, he converts the earth to how it was in Genesis 1. He goes, I studied with you when we looked at the kingdom. He goes to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the center of the Garden of Eden, where he will rule his kingdom from. And so he changes the whole world, refurbishes the world into a place like it was at the time of Genesis. And thus the kingdom unfolds. Oh, he has a temple there. and the temple. Go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. The temple is unbelievable. In Ezekiel 40 to 46, there's 202 verses of detailed information about this temple that's going to be standing there. This will be a theocracy. Jesus Christ will be the ruler of the world. Nobody has rights. Everybody does what Jesus says. It's an automatic given. It's a theocracy that is in place for a 1,000-year period of time. There will be children that will be born during that time. There will be those coming out of the tribulation period with a physical body. They'll determine whether they're saved or lost at the judgment that Jesus Christ is in charge of, because he's in charge of all judgments. The first one will be the 10 virgins in chapter 25 of Matthew. Five had their oil, five did not. He didn't know these. These are the five that represent the Jewish believers. They're not Christians. They believe in Jesus. They're Jewish believers who come out of the tribulation and go into the millennial kingdom with a physical body. And there will be Gentiles, the sheep and the goat judgment, with Jesus Christ seated in Jerusalem making that judgment. And all Gentiles with physical bodies who were saved come out and go into the millennial kingdom. And so you have Jews and Gentiles and physical bodies living in the millennial kingdom. The fact is they'll be able to have children. Isaiah 65:20 said a child will be born in the millennial kingdom. They'll get to 100 years of age, no longer being a child. They'll make a decision either to receive or reject Jesus Christ. If they reject Jesus Christ, they're sent to Hades to wait there. That's the holding area for all lost people before they go to the great white throne judgment. Revelation 20 verses 11 to 15. But these people will be living with physical bodies. How do they live with a physical body for a 1,000-year period of time? Well, I'm glad you ask. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 2, when he's talking to the church at Ephesus, remember, there's a repeated phrase in all seven messages in Revelation 20 and 2 and 3, the letters to the seven churches. And one of the repeated phrases is, he that hath an ear, let him hear. To him that overcometh. Those are two phrases. Who's an overcomer? Well, 1 John chapter 4, verse 5 says, anybody who knows Jesus Christ is an overcomer. And then he, in addition to those phrases repeated, he gives somebody, to believers something particular in each one of those messages to the seven churches. What does he give to the people that are overcomers that were in the church at Ephesus, which is applicable for us today? He gives them to eat of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. Revelation 2:7. You, if you're an overcomer, can eat of the tree of life. How do you think they're going to sustain life for 1,000 years? They eat of the tree of life. The heavens, who's in the heavens? Everybody's come back to the kingdom. And so there's nobody there. They eat of the tree of life. They sustain life. You know that's the case, don't you? In Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve have sinned, what did the Lord say? Put the cherubim over there and guard the entrance to the Garden of Eden. Why? Because if they enter the Garden of Eden and they eat of that tree of life, they'll live forever. In fact, I see no place in all of Scripture, and I've talked with great theologians who cannot give me a passage of Scripture to deal with this. When are those who come out of the tribulation with a physical body ever given a glorified body? No place in Scripture. So how do they sustain life? Well, what did the Lord say? If Adam and Eve eat of the tree of life, they will live for how long? Forever. And so those coming with physical bodies into this heaven on earth, heaven tomorrow, not heaven today, heaven tomorrow, the kingdom on the earth, they will sustain life.
The kingdom on the earth, the kingdom given to Jesus by his Father at the Lord's second coming. That kingdom is an answer to prayer. The prayer Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven tomorrow is heaven on the earth in the future kingdom. At that time, Jesus will return this earth to how it was at the time of creation, and the Lord will rule over a 1,000-year kingdom. What a blessed time that will be. It will be the time of heaven on earth. Next week, we conclude our study of heaven today, heaven tomorrow, and heaven forever. In our next study, we'll see what God has planned for us to do throughout all of eternity as we study about heaven forever. Please don't miss this study. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...